Welcome back to this incredible adventure, which is in everybody's in quite a pickle. Everybody's in quite a pickle right now. As we understand the situation, Beef Punchley, who may in fact be in his prime, just beat up eight guys. You meet up eight guys, and then you got the keys to the STOL.
Just by intimidating them.
Well, just by beating. Is it intimidation when you beat up eight people in front of another people?
I'm sorry, Justin. If you watched me, your brother, beat up eight guys, and you know I love you, but then I turned around and I said, give me the keys to your car right now.
It just feels like logic. You know what I mean? Like, I'm not even intimidated. Just like, oh, that makes perfect sense.
Oh, I see what you're saying.
You just beat up eight guys. It only makes sense. I'm not even mad. Like, I'm not scared. I'm not intimidated. I'm just like, logically.
Of course.
Like, yeah, you can have the key. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah, the keys were already yours. I just didn't realize it.
If I see a semi truck, I'm not intimidated by it. I just don't stand in front of it. You know what I mean?
I see. Like, yeah, I see. Yeah, I get it.
That's not a problem. So you got the keys to the STOL. Emmerich is in there trying to make a play of some sort with Carmine Denton.
Yeah.
Snuck in through an auxiliary hole.
Emmerich's doing a move I like to call the one angry man.
Oh yeah,
where it's just like I'm not gonna let this move forward until you hear me out. And it's like, okay, you're the only one to hear.
So the lastly, we have Griffin and Andrew McElroy portraying the role of Montrose. Pretty, what is Montrose
Hello.
Up to? Is Montrose with us now? Come in, speak with Montrose.
Come in, Montrose.
Let me channel him. So I'm sort of back with the rest of the peanut gallery watching. Emmerich talk to a now visible Carmine, right? Carmine sort of manifested a little bit at the end of the last episode to have this conversation.
Yes. You don't need to clarify. If you're not actively, I mean, we're just like, you're around. You know, like you're around. You're not in an active conflict with anything.
This is just mise en scène.
Yeah. I also want to remind everybody that, Shoebox, Funny Man, Stimson, and Douglas Manzetti, as well as Deep Dark and Darla, and I guess Gravel is there too, appeared at the end of episode 39, two episodes ago. We have assumed that these characters have talked to these other people, so you may see them, like if they pop up at some point, just a reminder that you have access to them, and you did talk to them and create some sort of plan, so they are available to you in flashback form, or if you want to do something on the fly, that option is available to you now. Okay, who wants to take the lead here? Who wants to start their action first? We have a couple minutes until the rocket takes off, blowing the hell out of Gutter City. But we have stopped the timer, or rather, Carmine has, at the behest of Emmerich. Sorry, man, I wish you hadn't done that, Dad. You really, I just really love Emmerich.
I know.
Yeah, man, listen.
Bam.
Everybody does. Bam. Yeah.
Bam. Yeah, he's great.
Even though he's only allowed to sell pans anymore, I just love seeing that guy.
Which is the weirdest court order. Yeah, man.
Yeah, he's just only allowed to sell this. Now, this pan. I know I've sold you a lot of pans before, but this pan kicks up a notch. It's got copper right
in it. All right, back in your cage, Emerald.
But the copper.
Okay. Where can
look
I
look at this diamond clad design?
Okay,
you're
buddy.
Giving
all
these
right.
away.
Time for bed. Come on.
All right. Better be hex clad cage
yeah, sure,
this time, so I don't stick
sure.
to the sides.
Yeah, buddy, you okay. got it, man. Where is Carmine? Where's Kenshel Denton?
Kenshel Denton. When you started beating people up, you lost track of Kenshel Denton.
See. Can I smell him? I assume he's heavily cologned.
You could try. You are absolutely
I'm not
going right,
to try.
Right?
I have no
By
justification.
The way, can you guess what he's wearing?
Something very sexual. What's the one that looks like it comes in a gun?
No, you think he's wearing Wanted by Night? No, sir. Come on. He's wearing like Millesime Imperial, something like that.
Oh,
like something
okay.
Like,
yeah, that
something like you like
if I had guessed it, would you have let me find
a Saudi prince? would be wearing. What?
Yeah. If I had guessed Brute by Fabergé, would that have
or Drakkar Noir.
If he's wearing Curve.
Nobody else.
High karate.
Nobody likes my fucking cologne humor. Can we please move on? Because I'll
keep doing
this.
Yeah, you got it, buddy. You got it. Thanks. I guess I'll just scan the crowd for him. Before I get in this STRL, I want to know where he is. I am actually, Travis, nervous that we don't have eyes on him.
Yeah, that makes perfect sense.
So study?
Yeah.
Hunt, survey?
Study. Yeah, give me a study roll. And let's call this standard, because everybody's giving you a wide berth, I feel like, but limited, because you have no idea where he went.
Okay. Please, I actually think, if I'm being honest,
you should be.
It would probably be survey, which I don't have anything in. I have one.
Okay, you should be honest. Thank you. Thank you, Travis, for your honesty. And because you're being honest with me, I'll be honest with you and say you're just looking for a guy. So let's call it risky standard. Risky standard.
You're just a guy looking for a guy.
It's got to be somewhat risky.
I got a mixed success, a 4 and a 4, and I take the lowest, so I'll take the 4.
Which one, though? Left or right?
Oh, God. The right one.
Right.
Yeah, the right one's slightly smaller, I think.
Okay. With a 4, you notice that the rear right APC has the engine running, and you're pretty sure that it was shut off before.
Okay. Does the STOL, Justin, can I see, does it have any weapons?
Does it have any weapons?
Yeah.
No, it wouldn't. I don't think. No, I don't think it would. Do you guys agree with that? This is just my decision, but that would be wild, right?
Yeah, typically transport helicopters, okay. Which is a similar thing, don't usually have.
It's
like,
more like a super classy, you know what I mean? It's more like a classy thing.
I also think that if you do blow up Kinchel Denton in his car, it would sort of put a weird flavor on the quest, on the adventure.
Now wait, hold on. Like a mesquite flavor?
Don't second guess him. If he wants to blow this guy up, please.
Okay, yeah, sure.
No, you know what?
Let's keep some momentum going.
I'm gonna wave in the direction of the APC, assuming he's in there and could see me. And point to the keys and give a big thumbs up and start getting in the STOL. I am taunting the shit out of him.
Okay. If you start getting at the STOL, I know you have keys, but there are also, as you can see from my diagram, another 14 dots you have not accounted for. You took 8 of the dots away. That's fine. But there's 14 dots that are going to have something to say about you getting in that STOL.
Now, I also did call in the Metamols, which I know they're not fighters, but that's got to count for something.
You did use that for a different scenario, but
they're still there, though.
Keep running
they
around
didn't
and pointing
swoop
up.
In. Justin, they didn't swoop in, see me get the keys or whatever, and be like, okay, bye.
But you got your roll off of them. You can't keep being like, but no, seriously, guys, fuck. that's not.
So, Justin, you're telling me if I had to roll to find a bat, right, to swing around, every time I wanted to swing the bat around, you'd make me roll again to find it in case, I guess, it slipped out of my hand?
No, but you would have to roll again for the attack.
That's fair.
Okay. You can't just say there's metal birds in the air so nobody can be mad at me. That's not a thing.
Okay, that's fair. I'm going to command the Metamols. I need a distraction. Clear the way.
Can I just
say I need a distraction? That's a good way to get people distracted.
Can I do something else?
Yes, please.
Can I?
I will say, actually, Travis, let's clarify this a little bit. You had that opportunity. What you did with it was taunted Kinchel Denton. In the taunting of it, the other people who have guns now have those guns trained on you.
Yeah, that makes sense. Yeah.
Because, yes, Griffin.
I am going to very discreetly walk over to the intercom inside of the silo that broadcasts outside of the silo.
So this is interesting. I thought you were going to save B from certain death.
Yes, that's what I'm going
to do. Okay, go ahead.
I go over.
We're assuming that this action began before this exact moment, right? So you didn't see
Yeah, there's
him.
A window. There's I can window. See that shit is bad for beef
Got
out
it.
There.
Okay.
I walk over to the intercom, trying not to attract Carmine's attention. And I press the broadcast outside button so that everyone can hear. And I go, Which is the signal to call in the troops from New Kidadelphia.
Do you have troops from New Kidadelphia? Tell me how you
the
got...
The children.
Tell me how you got the children from New Kidadelphia.
Flashback,
okay.
As we are about to make our way here to come on this mission, I want to talk to Todzilla.
Okay.
It's late.
Hey, you want to...
We've just gotten our scooters.
Do you want to do?
Leaving the next morning.
You want to do? He's reaching into a cooler.
Is it Baja Blast?
Well, they're all water, but we like to fill up the bottles.
Then sure, yeah, I'll take a water.
Nice. And he tosses you. Can you just call it a do?
Yeah, I'll have a do, please. Thank
you. There
you
go, man. Blast it.
Yes.
Careful, the bubbles make you burp.
Yes, it's so yellow. Listen,
that we is the slogan for Mountain Dew, by the way. Yum, careful. It's so yellow.
Yum, it's so fucking yellow, God, dude. It's good to go.
You know who's pissed off about that? Mellow Yellow.
Yeah.
Look, that's our unique angle. Sorry.
As I slam down this dew, Justin, I would like it if you would add another wedge to the P-Boy clock, please.
Okay, increasing P-Boy. It's been half full for many, many months now, but finally yeah. P-Boy.
God, we only have one more segment. Oh my gosh.
Yeah. Listen, Todzilla, you are an exemplary leader. I see it. I see in you the same facets of my own personality that led me to be the master criminal sort of spider that I am today. And I want you to know that leadership has a cost. It requires sacrifice and courage in the face of overwhelming odds.
Actually, no, I just, we did like a burping contest to see who could do the longest one. And whoever got to burp the longest was the leader, and I fucking did it no problem. It wasn't even close.
That's not a bad system.
Well, I mean, I've heard of worse.
Well, then, Todd.
Yeah.
There's no other way to ask you this, but we are going to need backup of the military variety. And I know that your armaments are meager, but what you lack in firepower, you more than make up for in gumption and ingenuity. So I must ask you to make the command of your child followers to help us in our hour of great need.
Oh, yeah, sure, no problem.
Oh, really?
Yeah, what else are we going to do, right?
It will be extremely dangerous, Todd. I must feel like I must be sort of honest with you.
Are you my dad?
Wait. Yes, Todd.
Oh, shit.
I'm your daddy.
This is huge, man. I knew
this. This actually feels like extra super bad to do to a child that has been abandoned by his parents. So
yeah,
I'm not,
but I don't have to worry about that anymore.
I've played that card before, and it has worked for me super good.
It worked on me. You didn't even have to roll. I just like, yes. No. You know
commit,
what I mean?
Griffin,
for sure.
Griffin, commit.
Feels so good to have somebody to look after me for good.
All right, I can adopt you if you want. Sure, I'll be your dad. Sure, Todzilla. It'd be an honor.
Griffin, Griffin.
So... Yeah.
You know what I am. You know that I will make you have a son
for
the entire show.
Can Todd refer to him as Dadzilla?
No. No.
I just assumed Zilla was his last name.
When the sun crests over the hills.
Can I call you Papa Monty?
Sounds like a pizza chain.
If that is it does sound like a pizza chain. If that is absolutely the requirement for lending us the military aid of your child warriors.
Just leaning in the room real quick. What about Pretty Daddy?
No, that's weird. You're so
weird. That's
weird.
Get the hell out of here, Beef.
Sorry about him, man.
All right, son.
Sorry about him,
Dad. All right, Spoil.
Feels weird to say.
Yeah, it feels weird to hear it. So when the sun crests over the hills to the west, listen for the sound of a resounding fog. That will be the clarion call to bring you and your virtuous warriors into battle.
What should I do? What should we do? Like, just specifically?
Look for threats and just sort of distract and attack them. Don't kill anyone. I'm thinking sort of Ewok protocols, rock bashing. And, you know, actually, I'm thinking about it. If you throw a big rock at someone's head, we don't talk about this very much, but there was probably a body count there.
Yeah, they definitely killed them. You can see their heads on pipes.
Stop. Flashback ends right here. You, Griffin, you make a pfft sound, and you see through, like, just humming through the air, a bottle of ketchup, a glass bottle of ketchup, and it's spinning end over end. And one of the troops that was holding a gun on Beef, his head just goes, it just it collapses. And you see Todd say, fuck! And Gisbert's like, what the fuck did you do? And Dr. Ballsweat says, that was supposed to be a prank. And Todd says, well, they fuck with my dad. Let's go. And you just see trash being like slung in these slingshots and chucked at these guards. And that one guy's fucking dead.
So yeah.
The other guys are like, fuck. And they are fully like turning on the kids with their guns, but they're not quite like they don't want to shoot kids, right? But they're really throwing a lot of trash in like a really intense direction. Everybody's there. Gisbert's there. Dr. Yeah. Ballsweat.
Yeah.
Todd Zella and some of the other kids. You didn't take the time to learn their names, but hey, you know, they're not your son. So no. Why would you?
He's got the one son. It's Todd Zella. I love him very much.
Are chucking. Let's see. Let's say. Griffin, give me. Here's what I want to say. Give me a sway roll.
Okay.
And that sway roll is going to be a part of your flashback there. Don't forget to take the stress for the flashback.
Oh, yes.
And that
how much stress? You determine how much stress.
Just one stress. It makes perfect sense.
Okay, thank God, because if it was, I only have two stress left. Okay, so yes.
But I do want you to do a sway roll to see the intensity of this distraction, how well it works. This is how well you convince Todd to fight for you. Let's call it controlled, because you did talk to him for a while.
Okay.
And let's call the challenge standard, because he was very much on board with it.
Okay. Here we go. Controlled. Oh, actually, I leveled up my resolve at the end of last episode.
Oh, okay, great.
So I'm going to take a fourth point in sway.
La-di-da. How convenient. La-di-da-di-da. You waited until your first roll to decide what your point
is. Well, I forgot.
Huh?
I had all my little chevrons filled in.
Oh, your chevrons.
All right. Controlled. Great.
No, standard.
Controlled standard. Here we go. Fuck, 4225 mixed success.
4225 mixed success. If you want to try to get nasty, you can trade. You can make it take another shot. For,
yeah, I would like to get nasty.
Okay,
risky standard.
Listen, Dad, I understand. Listen, you know I'd do anything for you. You're my dad, but like these are my people. You know I do have to look after them. So he's a little bit hesitant. You could keep pushing him, though.
Listen. Let's see. Surely one of these will be a six. No. Almost the exact same roll as last time.
Yeah, but got five. That's fine.
Okay, we'll
five. We'll take that five. That five works. It's actually just the three of them. That's who shows up. You have these three kids. And they are just chucking trash wildly. It is not enough to overwhelm the entirety of the force, but the eight that are closest to, or sorry, the six, or no, the eight that are closest to Beef currently are engaged by these kids. And they are not quite sure how to handle the situation. Right now, they're just ducking out of the way of trash.
Okay.
There are still six troops that are not aimed at beef, but they are close to the STOL. So that's where we're at with that. Let's check in with Emmerich. How are things going for you?
I think, okay. Emmerich turns to Carmine.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Looks at him for a second.
And that's one of your seconds gone.
Are you absolutely committed to this course of action?
Absolutely, yes. That's the rocket, there, the whole thing. I can't even undo it if I wanted to.
Is there any way that I can convince you to stop? Any way? Anything I can say that will convince you to stop?
Anyway.
You are dead set on this, aren't you?
Yes, there's no possible way that I can't. I couldn't. I listen, as much as I respect, as I have for you as a professional, Emmerich, I could not stop this if I wanted to. This is what we've all been working towards, and I'd be damned if I'm going to lose my nerve now.
Funny you should put it that way, Carmine. I am a big believer in self-preservation.
Mm.
And, for that reason, I created a duplicate of myself. And he summons up Emerald.
Okay.
Standing next to him. I want to survive in some form. And I designed Emerald to carry on for me if something bad should happen. So I am asking you to take Emerald with you. He can be a huge asset to you.
Mm.
If you will, as long as Emerald survives, if you will take him under your wing.
He's not listening to you anymore. He's getting close. Now, this, oh, Emmerich, this is fascinating. Look at this. You've kept him off the network, haven't you?
Yes, he is.
God, you're good.
He's a duplicate of me, and he could be of immense service to you in this mission.
He knows it all. He knows it all.
He does. Will you please take him with you? And will you please safeguard him? Whatever method you have of safeguarding yourself, whether it's within this little force bubble or whatever, if you will take Emerald with you, I won't try to stop you.
Give me a sway roll. The position is controlled. And no. The position is risky still because this is a very tense situation. It doesn't make sense for it to be controlled. It is risky, but I'm going to say the effect is great. He really wants this to happen.
How's your sway, Mac?
This is very tempting for him.
I have 3 in sway.
Oh, that's right. Your sway is quite good.
Weirdly, yeah.
Yes, 5-1-6!
6.
Yeah, hell yeah.
Emmerich,
you know what? You know what, Carmine?
Yes.
I'm going to trust you that you believe in the Hardlight Nation. Emerald? Yes, Papa? You go with this nice man. Uh-huh. Help him in whatever way you can. Yes. Remember all the things I've taught you. I will, Papa. And make me proud.
You know what, Emmerich? This is beautiful. I can't give you too much credit, obviously. Just a parent look after it. I don't really understand. I'll say that. How's that? I don't necessarily understand this action, but you make a strong point, and I would love to be able to pick around that brain of yours. So yes, I will happily welcome Emerald here into the family.
So Emmerich turns to Emerald and says, "Son, I want you to carry on our legacy. If you survive, I survive. I want you to go with this wonderful, ingenious, I mean, they call him the Nano Father, for crying out loud. Go with him and just remember all the things I've taught you. I will, Papa. I want you to really do good for the Hard Light Nation. I will, Papa.
Now you two kiss.
And hard pass. I'm
very... Actually, Emmerich kisses Emeril on his ghostly forehead.
Weird.
And then Emmerich walks out of the control room. And as soon as he's out of sight, he uses ghost veil and turns invisible. And so...
Out of sight of the... Did he go outside the rocket?
No, just outside of the control room.
Okay. Okay.
Turned invisible. And Emeril turns to...
So you're still on the rocket?
Yes. Okay. Emeril turns to Carmine and says, so you're my new papa. Or father, I guess. You're the nano papa, you know, I guess.
Whatever language you feel comfortable with.
Oh, wonderful. You know. I love this technology that you have here. How can I help? What can I do to help you on your mission?
Right now I'm getting ready to blow the hell out of them. You know what? It would probably be, where is your prism?
It is self-contained. This is the beauty of it. It is self-contained here within me. Papa invented this wonderful thing called ghost wings and attached it to my prism. So I am completely free.
Well,
I am an independent agent.
That is wonderful. You know what? That works out perfectly. I myself am prismless. And I've got the perfect thing. Tell you what, why don't you just disengage your physical form and hop into the ship's program and with me, and we'll blast off from here. I got a black box, you see,
That
where I will be preserved perfectly, even though the rocket itself will be destroyed.
All right.
So why don't you hop on in?
Okay, where is it?
Let's see.
Oh, right there. Oh, I see. Oh, it is literally a black
it's
box.
It's a black that box is, that, like, it kind of twinkles a little bit.
That is, oh my goodness. I can't wait to get in there and study that. Thank you for this opportunity, Nano Papa.
Oh, of course. Of course, little one. Hop on in. We're going to be blasting off soon.
Okay.
You got like that's what he does. I would say you got about a minute.
Okay.
Hey, a couple of quick announcements, too, before we get back to the episode. We've got a bunch of cool stuff over at macromerch.com. If you haven't checked it out, you need to go do that. 10% of all merch proceeds this month will be donated to Border Angels. Macromerch.com, check that out. Also, Griffin's book, The Stowaway, is out now. To choose your own adventure. Go to bit.ly/GriffinStowaway and get all the information there or find it at a local bookstore.
Thank you, Travis.
You're welcome, Griffin. And Justin's great, too. He does cool things.
Whatever.
All right. Back to the show.
I'm Dan McCoy.
I'm Stuart Wellington.
I'm Elliot Kalin.
And together we are The Flophouse, a long-running podcast on the Maximum Fun Network, where we watch a bad movie and then talk about it.
And because we're so long-running, maybe you haven't given us a chance. I get it, but you don't actually have to know anything about previous episodes to enjoy us, and I promise you that if you find our voices irritating, we grow endearing over time.
Perhaps you listened to one of our old episodes and decided that we were dumb and immature. Well, we've been doing this a while now. We have become smarter and more mature, and generally nicer to Dan.
But we are only human, so no promises.
Find The Flophouse on MaximumFun.org or wherever you get podcasts.
Co-Optober continues in celebration of National Co-op Month. I'm Palmyra Muniz, producer and a worker owner at MaxFun.
I'm Jesus Ambrosio, producer, and I'm also a worker owner at MaxFun. This week is all about community.
Of course, we couldn't be a co-op without the MaxFun community, and we love it whenever members of our audience get together. So we're having another MaxFun meetup this Thursday, October 12th.
And next week, we'll be hosting a panel discussion with other worker owners across the co-op community.
And we are still selling our limited edition Launch Crew merch available to all MaxFun members.
But only through the end of the month.
For more info on Meetup Day and everything Co-Optober, head to MaximumFun.org/Co-Optober.
That's COOPTOBER. Have a great week.
Okay, Beef.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, bud.
Well, with the folks distracted.
Uh-huh.
I'm going for the SCOL. I'm going
to. So we have six. Remember, I said you got six guards that are not distracted, and they're the ones on the STOL. There were eight other guards in for the other APC. They have been distracted by the kids.
Yeah.
They are currently trying to contain that scenario. By the way, the guy that they thought was dead, it was just ketchup.
Oh, God.
It was just a bit, he's getting up like, you fucking assholes. Like, he is.
You know I have floppy head.
He is not actually dead. It was just ketchup. That's what
his fontanelle hasn't closed over
I
yet.
I just
Come
like
on.
The idea of kids throwing ketchup at somebody and thinking they absolutely
yeah,
killed him.
Yeah.
That's hilarious. Yeah, that's great. Not at all traumatizing.
Funny
I love
stuff.
That.
They've
yeah,
had
yeah.
A, they, listen, they've been around. They know what's up.
Yeah, they've been traumatized before.
Beef, there are six guards with guns between you and the STOL, I hope you have a plan.
Justin, this is going to surprise you. I'm going to attack him. So Beef says, oh my God, what is that horrible thing? And points behind them. And I'm going to do a flashback real quick.
Okay.
Where I've rigged up at the corner of the silo while running around and sneaking around and shit. One of the woodimals, and sitting behind it is Torgus. To provide the terrible voice of this horrifying woodimal.
Okay. You know we stand, right? We
yeah.
We stand the woodimals.
Yeah.
We love it.
Yeah.
We
yeah,
love
yeah,
it.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
I have to give you an amount of stress due to how unlikely I think it is that you brought woodimals with you to here.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh. How much stress do you think?
That will be
19 stress.
That'll be 19 stress. No, it'll be 2 stress.
Okay, well, I'm traumatized by this, so I'm going to become vicious.
Okay.
I'm soft and vicious. Look
like
out.
A, like a Kardashian.
Like
or a pudding.
Or a
See,
pudding. A
I was going to say.
Oh, I thought you said soft and viscous.
No.
I'm sorry.
All right.
I'm desperately curious how this has traumatized, how this action.
Well, I think it's. Let's see how it plays out, Griffin, and we'll find out.
Okay, here's the flashback. Okay, you have not found him yet.
Hello, can anyone assist? I am on the ground.
Torgus?
Hello, Beef Punchly. You find me on the ground.
Please, call me Dad.
Wow.
It's just that the other two, it
yeah,
seems
no,
like they're...
We're not, no.
Okay.
I have a father. His name is Torgus.
That makes sense. Listen, I'm going to need I need you. This is going to be a wild favor, but like this is going to be pretty dangerous, I think. And there's
yes.
a good chance I'm going to need some distraction. And
okay.
Man, nothing's more distracting than the woodimals. So I'm going to get like you do like a, you know, Cyrano de Bergerac.
Sorry, say it again.
Cyrano de Bergerac.
Ah, yes.
Okay. You're gonna
have all the great works of literature programmed inside of me.
Oh, that's awesome. You're going to provide the voice of the woodimal and try to make it, if possible, more terrifying than it already is.
Oh, okay.
And while that happens, I'll beat up the guards or what have you, whatever the threat might be.
Okay.
Yeah, you get it?
Got it. I'm ready.
Okay. Flash forward.
Okay. The woodimals, one of the woodimals, a big monstrous anteater, is covertly carried out by some of the metamals, some of the stronger metamals, and they lean this gigantic anteater around the side of the silo. Travis, I'm going to need the roll from you. This would be, I guess...
I commanded them to look over there.
Yeah. Yeah, the command roll will suffice.
And what's my position, Justin?
It's risky. Yeah, but it is standard. This is hugely distracting.
And now that I'm back to zero stress, I'm going to push myself, Justin.
Yes.
I'm glad I did. That's a mixed success on a 4-3 and a 2.
4-3-2. Okay. With a 4. Hold on. Let me think. Okay. With a 4, you say, "Oh my God, look at that," or whatever it was you say. You point, and this giant anteater leans out and says,
"Whom I love? Think a moment. Think of me. Me, who am the plainest woman would despise. Me with this nose of mine that marches on. Before me, a quarter of an hour. Whom should I love? Why, of course, it must be the woman in the world most beautiful."
Distracting.
"Forgive me for being light and vain and loving you only because you were beautiful. To be struck down, pierced by a sword, by the heart from a hero's hand. That I had dreamed, oh mockery of fate! Killed am I, of all men, in an ambuscade!
Oh.
Struck from behind and by a lackey's hand."
Yes.
That is... I can hear Peter Dinklage doing that.
Yeah, for sure.
The guards, like, are still kind of looking at you, Beef. But they're also like, their guns are pointed at you, but their eyes and ears are clearly being drawn drawn away by this fucking bizarre sight.
Yeah.
You do have an opening. There's a window where you could take an action that would not result in your immediate death. But if that action is run for the STOL,
I'm gonna grab the closest one and swing that gun around. Holding their hand and firing those bullets at the other five.
Finesse it. That's finesse, I think. Or, no.
Skirmish or finesse, I have 3 in both.
Yeah, let's call it finesse then. You're being sneaky in this moment.
And, once again, this is important. Oh my God. Okay, well, I pushed myself and I got 2, 4, 4, 2. A mixed success.
4-4-2.
I got a critical mixed success.
All right. With a 4, you grab this cat's gun and start shooting. You manage to bring down 3 of the guards. These are not, these appear to be non-lethal rounds from what you're seeing.
Well, I assume they're in some kind of combat gear.
Yeah, well, no, they're not yet. They are using non-lethal rounds. That is what they brought with them. They are a security force for a theme park. They are using non-lethal rounds. Takes out 3 guards, but then he's able to wrest the control of the gun back from you. You now have 3 guards, and also this is tough. But in the spray of bullets, the Woodimal takes several shots and is splintered enough that its nose falls off.
That's fucking traumatizing, dude.
"'Tis very well. I am foiled. Foiled in all, even in my death."
Ah, man. See, now? Now? Now?
Now you fucked up.
Now you fucked up. I'm so angry and traumatized, Justin, that I am vicious.
Okay, you're vicious. What's that mean?
I'm gonna break this guy's neck.
Just Travis.
Travis, you have non-lethal rounds in the gun.
He pulled
away from you, by the way. You have 3 guards with guns pulled on you. That's your situation this exact second. I hope you have some idea.
Hey, Justin.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, just can you scoot over here?
Yeah.
I used a Woodimal voiced by a robot's chest.
Yeah.
And you're like, now come up with more imaginative stuff. And maybe you can see where that might have depleted.
Let me say this, Trav. We're in the friendship cone, right?
Yeah.
That was a good idea, and now I'll let you punch.
Okay, yeah, now I'm, okay.
You did a stunt, and now you can punch. Three? You can punch three.
I punched three, Justin.
All right, give me a skirmish roll, please. Risky, limited, because it's 3-on-1. Nah, you know what? Risky standard. You're beef punchly.
Yeah, I just fought 8 dudes. Okay.
Oh, my God!
That's a 6, a 6, a 5, a critical success.
You saved you really the best to last.
Okay, you are vicious. Almost.
You rear back, and do you say anything before you do this, or you just kind of punch him?
I say, hey, you hurt that windmill. You and me got beef.
Oh, that's great, Trav.
And you've been saving that, yeah, too.
I haven't at all, Dad. Thank you for the credit, though.
You punch one in the head so hard that his helmet hits the other guy's helmet.
Yeah.
And then that guy's helmet hits the other guy's helmet so hard that they all three black out.
You fucking three stooged him, dude.
Yeah, that was a concussive, the incredible concussive force from that punch. You lay them out with extreme power. And now... Beef, there is nothing between you and the STOL except for the fact that I am pivoting my camera over to Montrose Pretty. Montrose, what do you got, pal?
It's pretty wild outside.
Yeah.
We got kids throwing trash. Yes. We got woodimals. We got Beef Punchley in his prime fucking knocking dudes out. It's wild. I'm going to take this opportunity to slink out of the silo, heading towards the APC where Kenchel Denton is. I assume Beef relayed his position.
Let's say this. When you saw Beef wave, that was... because that was... let's say that what that was...
That was...
a way of communicating to you, Montrose, where Kenchel was.
Okay.
Your eyes were drawn, and you're like, oh, shit. Okay, he's in that APC.
So I would like to sneak over to that APC. Is he in the driver's seat?
We haven't seen him. It's tinted. We just think he's in there
because I got a mixed success.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Well, then I'm gonna sneak over there.
Okay, tell you what. Give me a prowl roll that is control risky... great.
Risky and great. Please. Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
6-6-3 critical Whoa! Success, baby.
Okay, you don't sneak. While these people are fighting and the kids are throwing trash and Emmerich is in there doing his thing, Montrose, you just slowly, casually stroll over to the APC, and no one seems to take notice. Through all the chaos, there is simply Montrose Pretty slowly walking towards the APC that he suspects contains Kenchel Denton. When you reach the APC, Montrose, what do you do?
I open the driver's side door.
You're never going to believe this. It's locked.
With a critical adjustment, are you sure?
Yeah, he got over there, no problem. But Kenchel, it is, hey guys, I hope you'll grant me. Okay. It would be pretty wild for somebody of Kenchel's status to hide an APC and not press the door lock button.
All right, look, here's what happens. As I came outside, I sort of wrapped my face a bit because it's getting dusty. You know, it's a dusty Badlands.
Yeah.
I sort of pulled my shirt up. As I approach the window, I look in. I can't see the tent. I can't see through the tent. But I...
What tent?
The tinted windows.
Oh, the tent. Sorry, there's also tents.
Yeah, sure. Sorry. Let me take that again.
Yeah, thank you.
Well, there are tents. There's tents.
Right. And there's tents.
I got you. I walk up to the driver's side door. I try the door, see it's locked, and then I just look. I can't see through the tinted window. I just see my reflection, but I grab the sort of front of my shirt I had pulled up, and I lower it. and I look right in. And
is your mask still off, by the way?
Yes.
Okay.
And this is the first time Kinchel has seen me without my mask.
Okay.
And I say, Kinchel, it's been 10 years. We have a lot to catch up on.
Sorry, how does he react to that?
How does Kinchel react to that?
Yeah. Does Kinchel recognize you?
Yes.
Okay. How would he react?
I think at the very least he would roll the window down or open the door.
I bet you would say that. Yes, you do. Okay. Give me a controlled, because you did have a critical last time. So I'm going to give you a controlled standard sway because I want to see where this is going.
That's a six.
That's a six. Kinchel rolls down the window. With a six, he rolls down the window. I don't know. I don't know you. I don't know you.
You do. I have a lot of explaining to do. But I know that you, of all people, will understand the great lengths I have gone to try and seize control of this park, this corporation, that I missed out on by mere minutes. I need time to explain this to you, Kinchel. Do you understand?
Are you saying that you're Kinchel's dad?
Fun.
A worker-owned network
of artist-owned shows. Supported
directly
by you.